Producers and creators are the sources of all value on the planet. MC Lobster, the host of the top-rated business and investing podcast Cashflow Ninja, is on a mission with Producers Wealth to help producers create, protect, and multiply their wealth outside of Wall Street in any economy by creating systems and processes that help them increase their production, provides them with liquidity, passive income generators, and opportunities for enormous growth. Learn more about their time-tested and proven systems at yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Here is your host inside the dojo, MC Laubscher.
Hello, Cashflow Ninjas. MC Laubscher here, and welcome to another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. I have a great show for you today, and in today's show, I'm joined by David Modell to take a closer look at the markets. David Modell proudly serves as the Chief Analyst and Opportunity Researcher for PortfolioWealthGlobal.com. With a master's degree in education and decades of investing experience, David has the financial know-how and passion for teaching that has boosted the bottom line of countless clients. Focusing on data rather than emotions, David is always on the lookout for new pathways to financial freedom. Count on David for wealth-building strategies and resources for investors of all financial backgrounds. My friend Dave Zook from The Real Asset Investor says, you can be conventional or you can be wealthy. Pick one. The Real Asset Investor team creates value for investors looking for high yield returns from multifamily apartments, ATM machines, and self-storage investments. Their syndications offer attractive investment opportunities that produce strong cash flow, equity growth, huge tax incentives. They are truly passive and managed by a world-class team. To learn more about the exciting investment opportunities The Real Asset Investor offers, such as their multifamily, ATM, and self-storage syndications, please visit cashflowninja.com/realassetinvestor. David, welcome to the show.
Hello, sir. MC, it is great to be on your program. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I'm a fan. So thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it today.
Yeah, excited to connect and have you on as well. Now, can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with my listeners?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I've been approached. Well, first of all, let's start from the beginning. My name is David Modell, and I have a YouTube channel called Looking at the Markets. But for the past couple of years, I've been approached by many newsletters and companies asking me to join them. But I chose PortfolioWealthGlobal.com. For a number of reasons. Now, this is a company that was, and a newsletter that was founded by Tom Beck, who has made some amazing calls in cryptocurrencies, for example. He called Ethereum at 15, Litecoin at 25, Cardano at 35. Cardano at around 4 cents, Dash at 35. So he's gotten some 10 baggers, five and 10 baggers for people who read his newsletter. And I said, you know, I really need to be a part of this. And also, Tom Beck and I have some foundational beliefs that we share in common. For example, that the central banks might not have our backs or have our best interests in mind, if you believe it or not. Okay, I think some of your listeners might agree with that. Letting money managers walking into a Bank of America, for example, nothing against Bank of America, but just walking in and having a fund manager take care of your money. It's your money, folks, and you should be availing yourself of the latest research and finding out what's happening with your money rather than just trusting it with someone else to do it for you. So those are some foundational beliefs that drew me to Portfolio Wealth Global. And MC, I know that your audience is very enlightened. I know that they're not waiting around for the government to tell them what to do with their money or take care of them. So, I just want to say thank you once again for bringing me on, and I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, you make a lot of good points there. And, personally for me, when I came across G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, that's kind of when I I mean, my eyes open up, and it's been the same for a lot of my listeners as well. Just showing this, the central banking system that basically that we're all living in and operating within. And you mentioned the banks as well. And I kind of chuckled when you said that, because I did a little bit of research, and I just typed in banking scandals, because there seems to be one popping up every single day, not just in the United States. And my news feed it was kind of brutal. What do you make of all of this going on? And it's actually coming out now. I mean, what is it? Well, Wells Fargo is the front runner right now. well, what do you see going on with all of these scandals is popping up?
Yeah, Wells Fargo might be the front runner of a race to the bottom, if you will, in terms of reputation, in terms of trust. I remember when the news reports came out that Wells Fargo was creating double accounts for people and then charging them fees twice. Well, that's just lovely. Now, granted, some people view that as an opportunity, as investors and traders, because the stock price of Wells Fargo went down and then within weeks or months came right back up and more. So unfortunately, many investors and traders have short-term memories, or maybe they just don't care, which is really a shame. I like to have trust in whatever I invest in. That's why, again, I joined Portfolio Wealth Global and Tom Beck's reports. They're free to download. People should check them out, portfoliowealthglobal.com. He's doing the research. It's about people doing their own due diligence and availing themselves of the research that's out there so they can make their own decisions rather than trust a Wells Fargo, not to pick on them in particular, not to trust the big banks and the central banks and so on to manage their money for them, because you know that's not a winning recipe over the long term.
Right. No, absolutely. Nobody cares about your money like you do. And I mean, the banks do care about your money because they want to transfer it from you over to them. Now, let's take a look at the broad landscape that's going on. A lot of things going on in the global economy, global markets. What's your view you see out there in the global economy and global markets? And where are we in this current market cycle?
Boy, you know, people, one thing that people need to be watching, yes, we're watching the stock market, we're watching the S&Ps, the Qs, the diamonds, you know, the NASDAQ and the Dow. But for me, I'm also watching the dollar. If you're not watching the US dollar and how it compares to other currencies, then you're missing out on the big picture, really. And so if you want to follow the markets, follow the dollar. If you don't mind, we could talk about that for a moment.
Because yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
Currently, the U.S. dollar is near a three-year low. In 2017, the U.S. dollar fell around 10% in comparison to other world currencies. 10% in 1 year. Ouch, right? Think about what that does to people's buying power, even if they're not invested in the markets. That hurts just about everybody, except the people at the very top. You know, with the government continuing to print money like there's no tomorrow, I feel that inflation is likely to rise. And at Portfolio Wealth Global, we believe that it's going to, core inflation will rise to around 4 to 7% by the year 2023. That would not surprise me at all. And as central banks normalize their monetary policy, you know, that whole bond market bull run coming to an end now, we should only expect more pain for the US dollar. I mean, think about it. The debt to GDP ratio is above 100%. I mean, that's pathetic. You know, I'm proud to be a United States citizen, but what's going on with the leadership, and I'm not talking about any particular presidency. This has been going on administration after administration, year after year, decade after decade. And the value of any currency is based on trust. Trust in the economy, trust in the system. It would not surprise me at all if the dollar loses its place as the world's reserve currency. And so anybody out there who's thinking, just hold cash and you'll be A-okay. Yeah, you won't be A-okay. Your purchasing power will be deteriorated like it has for so many years. The fact is you can't keep your portfolio in cash anymore. You've got to find other things to do with it rather than just rolling it up in a mattress and leaving it there. And actually, we have a free report on that, portfoliowealthglobal.com/cashflow. That's /cashflow. It has plenty of research from Tom Beck about what you can do leading up to and in your retirement years, or even way before that, because that's when you need to start thinking about these things. And you can get up to 12% yield if you know where to park your money. And again, not in cash. Find some way to park your money that's going to grow over the years.
Yeah, you make a lot of good points. And one of the things that's been very interesting to watch too is just a lot of countries moving away from the dollar. So we've seen that that China especially is doing that. Are we looking at a petro yuan or what's happening in with regards to all of these countries moving away from the U.S. dollar?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. You know, when China opened up the petro yuan, you know, futures trading in oil in their markets to not only domestic but international traders, that was, you know, people asked me, they said, David, is that the beginning of a trade war? No, it's the latest salvo in a trade war that's been going on for a long time. China has surpassed the United States as the world's largest crude oil importer. All right. So China already has had a strong voice in the oil markets. And now with, I mean, of course, yes, the dominant markets are still WTI, which is West Texas Intermediate crude, which is traded in New York. You've got the Brent futures, which are traded in London. Yes, those are still the dominant ones. It's not like everybody went over to trade it in China. But still, when China launched the petro yuan denominated oil futures on March 26th of this year, this was a big move. This was the latest in a series of steps by China and by Xi Jinping to raise the world profile of the yuan through the petro yuan. So right now, yes, the dollar, the U.S. dollar is still the world's reserve currency. I don't think the hegemony of the U.S. dollar is going to last too much longer. I think we're nearing the end. These things are cyclical. Just because the dollar is king now, we just talked about how cash is not king anymore. Whether it will be replaced by the yuan or by the euro or who knows, maybe by a cryptocurrency. We can always hope, right, if we're into the cryptos.
Right.
You know, I don't see cash being king for too much longer. And this is just another sign that, you know, the king isn't going to be the king for too much longer.
Yeah, you make a good point too. These things don't happen overnight. I mean, they start slowly but surely, these trends. I mean, we saw, what is it, the renminbi and the yuan being put into the basket for the SDR, the special drawing rights, through the IMF. You know, so it's little things like this. It doesn't like all just rain down at once. It's slowly things that accelerate this trend, and eventually, you know, power starts shifting from one area or one block to another, and it's been doing that since time. Let's talk about the stock market for a second, quick, if you don't mind, because I think some of my listeners might be interested in your take on that. We've seen some volatility creeping in, but we're still pretty much high up there and still overvalued globally. What's your take?
Yeah, it is overvalued. We've had quite a bull run since 2009, and it's just been almost nonstop. Yes, we had a 20% correction back in 2011. That's nothing. And people who are new, perhaps, to stocks and the markets, when there was a 10% correction in February of this year, it felt like the end of the world, probably, especially after the calm, steady rise of 2016 and 2017. So perhaps they were not accustomed to this shock. All right. If we look at the S&Ps or the Qs or the diamonds, you know, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and we look at the charts, we can see 2016, 2017, slow, steady rise. And then in 2018, cardiac arrest, volatility, sharp moves up and down. These 1% or greater S&P moves on an almost daily basis, that's not normal. It's not supposed to be like that. So a lot of people are looking for the top. And one of the reasons I joined Portfolio Wealth Global is to make sure that we keep readers up to date on when the market might have a top, what signals are out there. And according to Tom Beck, the founder and the chief researcher, the bull market isn't quite over. This is a correction we had and we've got some volatility, yes. But that doesn't mean that there isn't going to be one more head fake to pull in the retail traders, okay? So if you're watching this right now, don't be one of the suckers, all right? Don't fall for that last head fake, because the market will head fake you. The people in charge, the central banks, the big bankers, they will pull you in. They'll suck you in and you'll end up buying at the top. I believe we have one more big rally probably in 6 to 7 weeks from now. I know that's a contrarian view, but it'll just be one more way to pull people in before they really crash it. And if people want to know exactly what's going on and how they can benefit possibly from this crash or avoid it, and other investments that can help us to avoid the crash, I recommend they download the free report, portfoliowealthglobal.com/crash. That's /crash, C-R-A-S-H. Again, do your own due diligence, do your own research. I cannot tell you what to buy or what to sell, but I can offer the research that's out there. And that's what we're both trying to do here.
You're listening to David Modell on the Cashflow Ninja podcast. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor.
MC Lobsher is the host of the top-rated business and investing podcast, Cashflow Ninja, and also the president of Producers Wealth. Producers Wealth assists people in creating, protecting, and perpetually multiplying wealth in any economy through creating processes that help them increase their production, provide them with liquidity, passive income generators, and opportunities for enormous growth. Learn more about their time-tested and proven systems at yourownbankingsystem.com.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the United States. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Learn how to find the best deals by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com. That's noradarealestate.com.
You're listening to David Modell on the Cashflow Ninja podcast, and now back to our interview. Just like with every correction and crash, wealth is being transferred, right? It's simply being transferred. It doesn't disappear. It goes from one group of folks to another group of folks. This is the game that's been played forever. And I always encourage folks, you know, coming from a sports background, I love to, and being from South Africa originally, I like to prepare, not just plan. So from whatever scenario might come our way, very interesting for me was to look at the, you know, they call it the madness of crowds, right? To see what the herd is doing. Was very, very interesting to see too what happened in the crypto space, which we'll jump into for a second as well. That run up to 20,000 and all the futures being listed and so forth, how people got suckered into that. And you could see it from a mile away that, wow, things just don't go straight up into the air exponentially with something happening. What is your take on that? What's going on the crypto market? And what do you see happening in 2018? What excites you about that space?
Sure. Well, I'm still bullish on the technology. You can be bullish on cryptocurrencies if you're bullish on the technology. Yes, I know. People tell me, David, Bitcoin and blockchain are not the same thing. I get it. But if you believe in the blockchain, if you believe in decentralization of the monetary system, which I do, and which I believe your audience might also believe in, because again, we don't like to be victims of inflation with the US dollar and other currencies, all right?
Right.
And I believe blockchain technology will have many uses in addition to just currencies. So if you believe in the technology, you can still believe in Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and so on and so forth, as well as some of the lesser altcoins. So I wanted to talk about why I believe I'm still bullish on cryptocurrencies throughout 2018 and beyond. Cryptocurrencies will receive a boost when a number of things happen, and I believe they will happen. First, Wall Street will start to divert clients' money into cryptocurrencies. When that happens, that'll give Bitcoin and all the other coins a big boost because the other coins tend to follow Bitcoin. I call Bitcoin the mothership, okay? They'll also receive a boost when central banks start buying cryptocurrencies for their own reserves, which I believe will happen. The central banks cannot deny the power of the cryptos forever, and I don't think they will be able to do it for too much longer. Perhaps the biggest boost of all is when the technology catches up in the blockchain. When technology is able to create a way for the various blockchains to talk with each other, so to speak. For example, when data on the Bitcoin blockchain can communicate with data on the Ethereum blockchain and so on and so forth. Ultimately, that'll give a huge, huge boost to all these technologies and to buy-in. Because we really need buy-in from the public. If you ask the average person on the street, do you own Bitcoin? They probably don't yet. And so the time to get into these things is not after the cab driver and the shoeshine boy are talking about Bitcoin. The time to do that is before. I believe cryptocurrencies are going to have an amazing moment, as you might expect. We're doing research at Portfolio Wealth Global. And actually, if you go to /rocket, PortfolioWealthGlobal.com/rocket, R-O-C-K-E-T. You can download the full report on that, all of Tom Beck's research, and find out, because you want to pick and choose. Don't just pick any cryptocurrency if you're going to invest or even just trade it. You got to know what you're doing and what to focus on. And so that's why we're putting out that research.
Yeah, you make a lot of good points there, because they're not all the same. And we saw governments coming pretty heavily after, especially ICOs and the SEC trying to come in. And this hammered this space quite a bit, which for a lot of people that have been looking at this space for quite a while means that there's a lot of legitimization, if you will, of it, which should be, if the SEC wants to shut down, because there is a lot of scams out there, a ton of scam artists. I mean, it's just only natural.
Yeah.
If they're going to basically then push those guys out through that, I mean, that should have been a good sign. But for some reason, it hit them pretty hard with these regulatory agencies coming in.
Sure. And people who invested in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies recently, they're probably experiencing the shock of their lives. If they got in at $19,500 per Bitcoin or almost $20,000 per Bitcoin, yeah, it hurts. It hurt to see it go down to under 7,000. Right now it's around 9,000. So yeah, that's a big crash. But we have to keep the long-term perspective in mind. For those of us, probably a lot of your audience has been watching Bitcoin since 2009, or at least thereabouts. And since 2009, Bitcoin has had 11 other crashes of 70% or greater. Okay, this is the 12th one. And it recovered and went back to all-time highs from those other 11 crashes. It went back up every single time. It doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. But if it survived all those others, you know, and people say, they email me, they contact me, say, David, I believe this time's different. Well, is it really different, or is it just that you're aware of Bitcoin now?
Right.
And you weren't necessarily watching it closely those other 11 times. So for those of us who've been watching Bitcoin with anticipation for almost a decade now, this is another opportunity. It's not a time to panic. But again, invest carefully. I'm not saying you want to mortgage your house. Like your audience probably knows about the article about the guy who mortgaged his house to buy Bitcoin. Okay.
Yep.
And he did it at the worst possible time. So I'm not telling you to do that. I'm telling you it's entirely possible to put a reasonable portion of your portfolio into cryptocurrencies and also diversify. Don't just go all crypto. That's what I recommend. All right.
Because these
are all speculative. All right. So just be aware. Cryptocurrencies don't have the safety factor, for example, that gold has. Gold. People ask me, they say, David, is Bitcoin the same as, is it digital gold? No, it's not. Gold has been around for 5,000 years. All right. It has a history. It has uses. It is a great store of value, store of wealth, and a great hedge if the equities markets should happen to crash, which it wouldn't surprise me at all. Whereas cryptocurrencies are great for transferring money and they're based on amazing technology, but they're not digital gold. I don't believe they have that type of value that precious metals do.
Yeah. And you make a lot of good points there. I wanted to also say, like you mentioned, there's going to be a stage two when Wall Street's going to position some of their clients' money in there. And we're already seeing, again, small little things like Goldman Sachs opening up a crypto trading desk, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, there's a patent now that Amazon just filed that involved cryptocurrencies, right?
Yeah.
A sort of a technology. So it's all these small little things along the way that they, it's small little puzzles in this big, big puzzle that, that's being built on the table.
Yep.
So it's small little things that will eventually turn into accelerating a trend. So these things don't happen overnight. And it's this, this whole mentality of this new shiny object, you know, get rich quick kind of stuff. I think that might basically take away a lot of folks' attention. Now, you mentioned gold and the precious metals, and what do you see? What's happening there with gold and silver and some of the other precious metals?
Well, and as I discussed, gold has been around a very long time, and it is a great store of wealth. In terms of purchasing power, holding gold and silver over currencies such as the U.S. dollar has been absolutely the best option. Gold and silver are the ideal, in my opinion, safe haven asset and the ultimate form of money. Just to give a little bit of background, the highest gold price, it peaked at around 1900. I'm sure you remember that. I'm sure your audience probably remembers that as well. Those were the good old days, right? Back in 2011, peaked around $1,900. And then we had, let's call it a challenging bear market, would you agree?
Yeah.
From 2011 to around 2016, when we finally started to get some relief in the precious metals markets. Currently, we have gold barely holding 1,300, silver holding on to in the 16s. It made that run up to the 17s, but didn't last long. But what people should be watching, and not enough people do look at this, is the gold to silver ratio.
Yep.
I'm sure you're highly familiar with that one. It's in the low 80s right now. It hit around 82 recently. This has only happened four times since President Nixon took us off the gold standard back in 1971. And what happens usually after the gold to silver ratio goes that high is that you tend to have a rebound in silver or a normalization. The gold to silver ratio, tends to mean revert to 50, which is the average, okay? And so that means that silver tends to outperform, at least compared to gold. And so for those of you watching this or listening to this right now, if you have precious metals, if you have gold and silver right now, it is possible that you might want to lighten up on the gold and get some silver to replace that void. Just rebalancing. I'm not talking about lowering or reducing your precious metals exposure at all, or increasing it necessarily. But I'm liking silver right now. Also, here are some interesting facts your audience may or may not know about. This is a great time to get in the precious metals markets because the last 3 months of the year, October, November, December, precious metals prices tend to rise. Talking about seasonality here during those last 3 months of the year. So if you want to make a seasonality play, this is the time in the earlier, early to mid parts of the year to get in the precious metals markets or to increase your exposure. Again, am I saying put 100% of your portfolio into any one thing? As much as I love precious metals, no. This is more as both a hedge for when the crash comes and as an investment that you can watch grow over time. And so, yes, I'm a stacker, I'm a believer, and I'm sure that many of your listeners are as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, David, a core message in our show is to leave our families and communities and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations, and we're only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
That's a great question. Three principles. We've actually gone over a few of them. Diversify is the first one. Don't hang your hat on just one, not just one stock, but or commodity, but on one sector even. Diversify not only among holdings, but among sectors of holdings. The second, I would say, have a plan beforehand. You don't want to just buy and then hope for the best. Hope is not a strategy. All right. And then the third one would be avail yourself of the best research out there. Don't just count on a fund manager, hand your money over to a fund manager and say, I don't even want to know. You do want to know. because they will take advantage of you at every turn. Yep. And most of those money managers, if you go to a bank and just say, here's my money, do what you need to do with it, usually they will underperform just buy and hold S&P 500. And you're paying 1% to 2% annually for them to underperform the S&P 500. So do-it-yourselfers, if they do it right, really can outperform, all right? And for example, gold. Yes, you can put part of your money into gold. If you just put it all into equity and silver, I remember I just recommended a possible silver reallocation or rebalancing. Yeah. Cryptocurrencies, put a portion if you want to, if you believe in the technology. There's so much to avail yourself of in terms of the research. For example, we just put out a report, portfoliowealthglobal.com/gold playbook. That's /gold playbook. There's more than one way to get into precious metals. Yes, you can have the physical, but you can also get into the mining sector if you do it correctly. And this is the latest research from Tom Beck on that. And so I recommend people check that out, as well as all the other reports at portfoliowealthglobal.com.
David, this has been fantastic connecting. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey and your knowledge with my listeners. Where can they reach out to you, follow you, learn more about you? And also, you've mentioned the reports that they can download. What's a good platform for them to go and look up all the research that you guys are doing?
Absolutely. Well, they should go to portfoliowealthglobal.com. There's a free newsletter. They should sign up for that, as well as the reports. And if they want to get all the reports on one page, portfoliowealthglobal.com/money. That's /money. All the reports are on there, and they can download them all, as well as getting the newsletter. If they want to contact me, it's David Modell, M-O-A-D-E-L, @gmail.com. That's davidmodell@gmail.com. If you have any questions for me, if you want to learn more about the reports. And I'm also on YouTube. If you want to check me out, I have Looking at the Markets, which is my little but growing YouTube channel that has all kinds of interesting things, from cryptos to precious metals to the bond market, what's happening with the U.S. dollar, ICO reviews, and much more. So I hope people will check that out, as well as subscribing to your channel. If people are not checking out you, MC, as a main source of news, of what's going on in the world, they really need to do that. So that's why I'm so glad to be on here today.
Fantastic. Thank you so much again, David.
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
Thank you for joining me again on the Cashflow Ninja. Thank you for all your support. You rock. If you like what you hear and appreciate what we're trying to build here at the Cashflow Ninja, please subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes, and share our show with family, friends, and your network. If you're not a subscriber to our newsletter, you can sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com or text CashflowNinja to 44222. I'm also posting daily videos on Facebook and YouTube, and will live stream weekly starting May 2018. To make sure you don't miss any of the live streams, please like and subscribe to my Facebook and YouTube platforms. I'm also dropping content on Instagram daily. Be sure to follow us on Instagram to get in on the action. I want to thank you for spending your most precious resource with me today, your time. That's our show for today. Until next time, live a life of passion and purpose on your terms.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.